friends. Thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host for today. Today's January 4th and January 3rd. I'm so sorry. January 3rd. I just want to thank you for being understanding and patient. I hadn't been able to get on since June. My last episode was uploaded in June, which was Life is Short, Get Saved. And for the past 6 months, honestly, we've been trying to get on here to be able to preach another podcast, another episode, but I'm not sure what happened, but for 6 months, we hadn't been able to get on, but by the grace of God, today, the Lord opened the doors for us to get back on. So I just want to say thank you for all you faithful listeners out there who have been listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. We are back, and I want to thank you for all over the world for being patient. And for those of you who didn't know what was going on, that's what happened, but we're able to get on. I pray that it's going to be a short little segment just letting you know what's been going on. I pray that you have a good Christmas, a Merry Christmas to everybody, a Happy New Year, and we want to start out strong on January 3rd. My desire for you is to get closer to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to get deeper in His Word, and by the Word I mean to start reading your Bibles, to get closer to Him, and for you all to get saved, to have eternal salvation. That way, if you were to die in a tragic car accident or unexpectedly pass away, that you would be received with open arms with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and get to spend all eternity with Him and His everlasting love and joy and peace. That's my desire for this year for you all. I want to thank you again for listening. Once again, my name is Kathy. That we were having technical difficulties. Be very transparent. I wasn't able to get on here for 6 months. I had been contacting the podcast side and for whatever reason wasn't able to get through, and then when I did get through, they weren't able to adjust the technical problem that we were having. But this morning spent 2 hours with them, and thank God they were able to fix the issue, and I'm able here to talk to you today. I want to say hi to everybody all over the United States, all over Australia. Good afternoon, United Kingdom, the Philippines. We have some friends from the Philippines, so I want to say hi to everybody out there in the Philippines. Africa, South Africa, New York, San Antonio, all the different countries throughout the world. Hawaii, thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support and prayers, and I'll be praying for each and every one of you, and I will be joining you guys soon again with the music, with Q&A sessions. And please, if you don't do anything else, I know you want to do your New Year's resolution about losing weight, you know, getting close with family, all that's great. But the main number one goal that you should be doing this year is getting closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get deep and rooted in His Word. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you through that, to grow you closer as mature Christians. Thank you again for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for being patient. I truly apologize from the bottom of my heart, but I wanted to be transparent from you. But praise God, the technical difficulties, we're praying is over, and we're able to get some more sermons, some more podcasts, more preaching out there for you. Thanks again. Be blessed. Love y'all. Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host for today. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good morning, good afternoon so far. Today, I wanted to share with you about the message of the cross, the message of Jesus Christ. Many of you heard of Him. Some of you haven't. I just wanted to share what God's been putting on my heart. And, you know, we all know that Jesus came and He died on the cross, and 3 days later, He rose again. But what a lot of people fail to understand is that he took our sins. And I'm not talking just about my sin or about your sin. He took the sins of the world. And when he was on that cross and they put those nails in his hands and the nails in the feet, he took the sins of every human being on earth. He took the sin of the drug addict. He took the sin of the drunkard, of the alcoholic. He took the sin of the fornicator. He took the sin of the adulterer, the cheater, the liar, the molester. He took everyone's sin on. He was perfect. He's a perfect Lamb of God. He was sinless. He was spotless. But at that very moment, when he lay there on the cross, he took the sins of you and I so that we could have eternal salvation. And I just wanted to give you that depiction or that image so that you can realize the magnitude of God's love for humankind. He sent his only son, his one and only son, to take the sins of the world so that we can have an escape, so that we could have hope, so that we could have a future, so that we could have eternal salvation, and so that we could spend eternity with Jesus Christ. And to not be able to take that opportunity of that free gift of God's salvation is truly a loss. It's truly a loss. Time and time again, God has given people so many opportunities to hear his word, to read the Bible. I know in some countries you're not even able to get a Bible, but perhaps you're able to listen to this podcast. And God loves you so much. God loves you so much. Before you were even created in your mother's womb, God knew who you were going to be and your outcome, your entire life. God already knows who you're going to become, what career you're going to be in, who you're going to marry, what involvement you're going to be in, whether it be good or bad. And I want everybody to realize the magnitude of his sovereignty, of God's goodness, of his grace, to where he took the sins of the whole world at that one instant, of the whole world. He was sinless, but he became sin at that instant on the cross, even though he never sinned. Come on now, can I get an amen? I'm preaching now. He never sinned, but he took the form of sin to die on the cross so that us as sinners, you and me, could be forgiven and have eternal salvation. Now that is called unconditional love. That is called a love, an agape love from our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I wanted you to get an image of that. You know, other people can say, I'm a sinner and God's going to forgive me. And or other people may say, well, who's Jesus? I never heard of him. But when you picture that image in your mind, or just close your eyes and picture Jesus Christ on the cross with nails through his hands and nails through his feet and with thorns on his head, and he was bleeding, and he got whipped 33 times in the back before he got on that cross. And the Bible depicts it that you couldn't even recognize his face, you couldn't even recognize his body because of all the blood, the gashes. But yet he did that voluntarily. Why? Because it was the will of his Father. He came to do the will of his Father. Now, keep in mind, my friends, that God is Holy Spirit, Son, and the Father, all in one. God is the Word. He was the Word. He became the Word. The Word already existed. And that's a beautiful depiction of love in itself. So when you sit there and you hear people say, well, I don't believe in God, I don't understand how come someone can say that they don't believe in a God that they can't see, but then yet they'll believe in other false doctrines that can't even save their soul or can't even promise them eternal salvation. We need to start really getting deeply rooted into the Word of God. And not just the Word of God, we need to pay attention to our surroundings. The type of music you listen to affects you. The type of TV shows you're watching affects you. Now, I'm going to share something with you that some of you may be shocked or some of you may not want to hear. They did a TV series called The Chosen. And at first, it portrays to be godly. You know, it's talking about some of the events in the Bible. But recently, just a couple of months ago, they had one of the crew members was working and they were filming and they did a behind the scene. And one of the crew members there had like a 3-inch pride flag on his camera. Now, as a Christian and knowing the word of the Lord, homosexual lifestyle is an abomination to the Lord. Whether you're a lesbian or a homosexual considered gay, that's an abomination to the Lord, and He isn't pleased with that lifestyle. Yet this crew member working on supposedly a Christian show took his own pride flag on his own camera equipment and had it sitting there in all display. Now, we got to be careful with that, my friends, because if you sit there, you know, you could hear them try to justify it and say, hey, well, it's his own equipment. It's his own camera. He has a right to his own opinion. He has a right to his own beliefs. But what about God's beliefs? You know, sin is sin. We can't sugarcoat anything. Sin is sin. That pride flag on that camera from that crew member is a sin. And trying to condone that is a sin. Basically, it's like if you're hanging around the wrong crowd and you get in a vehicle with someone and then they go to a store and they go rob that store and that person that robbed the store gets back in your car and a police officer comes and you get caught, you're going to be considered an accomplice. Why? Because you hung around the wrong person, because you were there at the wrong time and the wrong place. You may not have stolen in that restaurant or in that store, but the person that was with you stole. So sin is sin. We're going to call it like it is. God calls that sin. That homosexual lifestyle is a sin. You can love the person, which is a sinner, but God hates the sin. God loves the sinner, but He hates the sin. So my question to you is, what do you do in that situation? Number one, you pray for those people. You pray for that cameraman. You pray for the people, for the chosen. But should you be continue to watch it? I don't think so. Because if they're condoning it and basically saying, hey, whoever don't accept it, don't have to watch that show, it's basically like they're condoning the sin. And God isn't pleased with that. God isn't happy with that. I would rather please God than please be a man pleaser or people pleaser. Because in the end, you're going to have to give an account for that situation. And one day, they're going to have to give an account. Hey, why did you let that cameraman who brought a pride flag, knowing that he brought a pride flag, left it on his own camera? And yet, you know you're supposed to be doing a Christian show. That's kind of like you're a lukewarm. You're straddling the fence. God doesn't want lukewarm people. In the Bible, it says that He'll spit out people that are lukewarm. He doesn't want lukewarm. You got to be on fire for the Lord. You can't straddle the fence. You can't do a Christian show and talk about Christianity, talk about Jesus, but then be okay with someone having a pride flag, because that goes total against what the Bible says. So I just wanted to share that with you. We got to be bold for Christ. We got to stand up for what we believe in, bold in God's word, even though it may offend people and it hurt people. I'd rather please God than please a man. I'd rather please God than be a man pleaser. So go against the grain. Don't follow the crowd and stand up and be bold for Christ. I want to thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. I want to share that with you. Keep listening to the podcast and continue to grow in Christ and watch the right shows, listen to the right music. And if you're wondering and asking, well, Kathy, how do I know if that's the right music I should be listening to? Or how do I know that's a show I should be listening Two, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture Jesus Christ, our God, our Heavenly Father, sitting next to you in that seat in your living room or in that seat wherever you go. If God was with you, would you be going to some of those places that you've been wanting to go to or where you have been going to? And if the answer in your mind is no, then you shouldn't be doing that. If God is with you and you're trying to pick up a beer or trying to pick up a drink and think, it's okay for me to drink. No, it's not okay. God says what you put in your body is what comes out. If you put trash in your body, trash is going to come out. Come on now, I'm preaching. So I just wanted to share that with you. If you don't know if that's something that you should be doing, you're smart. You're adults. Some of you are teenagers. Some of you are kids that are listening to this podcast. I want you to picture yourself, Jesus Christ, standing with you everywhere that you go. The Bible says wherever two or more are gathered, that he's in the midst. And anything that we ask in his name, that it shall be done according to his word, his riches, his glory. So it's God's perfect will versus permissive will. So my friends, I want to ask you this. If Jesus Christ was with you everywhere that you went, which he is, would you be doing some of the things that you're doing now? And if the answer is no, then you need to get away from those situations. You need to get away from that environment. And if that means don't be going to the clubs, don't be drinking, don't be smoking, you know, because that's not pleasing the Lord. And it's definitely not going to help you. You know, it's going to cause damage to your life, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So we got to stand up for what we believe in. And I just want to help you with that. So thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Once again, my name is Kathy. Have a blessed day.